All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Christopher Celery, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to All Business Media. I'm your host, Christopher Celery. Joining me now from Marlow, New Hampshire, she is the owner of Spiritual Web Communications, LLC. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Linda McCracken to the show. Linda, welcome. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you.
That's good to hear. Thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it.
And what would you like to know?
Well, I'd like to know a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm a psychic. I do tarot readings, and I also do spirit art. Most people know what tarot readings are, where you shuffle cards and the cards help your intuition know what's going to happen. I do both past, present, and future, all three. And with spirit art, not as many people do that. With spirit art, I am drawing people who have passed over, and I don't know what they look like. And actually, I'm not even drawing them. I'm channeling my spirit guides or the other person's guides, and they draw through my hand. And the likenesses are sometimes amazing. And I actually had a two-year-old that recognized her great-great-great-grandmother because she'd been hanging around the nursery and she couldn't sleep because she wore 1800 clothes, you know, clothes from the 1800s. So it can be very, very interesting, and, you know, sometimes I'll bring through jewelry they wore or other things like that that identify them. So it's good evidential mediumship, and it's also a different type of mediumship because it's called physical mediumship, since I'm using my body and my hands to, you know, communicate.
So now if say I wanted to get a portrait of, you know, one of my passed on relatives that, you know, for whatever reason I don't have any pictures of, is that something you can do?
I can. I don't need to know what they look like. In fact, I am clairvoyant, but I'm often not seeing them when I'm drawing them. I usually just allow spirit to do it. And sometimes I will feel their energy and can communicate that way, or other times they will talk to me, and I do it through clairaudience.
Oh, okay.
But I don't need a photograph.
No, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, if I didn't have a photograph, you could actually create a portrait of, you know, one of my long-lost relatives that, you know, haven't seen in 20 years and, you know, they've passed on and all that stuff.
I could. Now, I can't guarantee that that's the person that will come through, because sometimes what happens is that, you know, someone else will come through. You may want your grandmother to come through, whereas some long-lost friend from childhood that died very young will come through because they want to communicate with you. Also, sometimes I will get your grandmother and your grandfather in the same illustration. And that's always interesting because sometimes, in fact, most often, they don't look alike. the illustrations then can be very unusual.
But it's worth a shot.
Oh, yes. And people always seem to know. I'll give you an example. One time I was drawing what looked like a Native American with these really dark, sharp, angular strokes. And I told the woman that it was her grandfather. And when I got to the nose, I started doing really light strokes, and it looked like a big, bulbous, Irish, drunken nose. And I said, this still seems to be your grandfather. And then I started in with a beard and a mustache and a big, dark coat from the 1800s. And I said, they're telling me this is your great-uncle. And the lady's friend walked over and said, why is she drawing a picture of your brother? And I said, it's not. And she and the other lady said, no, it's not my brother. The grandfather, who's a Native American, is on my father's side. The Irishman is on my mother's side. I don't know who the great uncle is, but I'll accept him because he looks like my brother right down to the goatee and on mustache. So you really don't know what's going to happen.
Right, but it's worth a shot anyway. So now...
It's fun.
What actually, got you started in what you're doing?
Well, with the spirit art, it happened when I was 12. We were having a family reunion, and I thought I was an adult, not a kid, so I didn't want to play with the kids. So I was sitting on the porch listening to the adults. It got very boring very quickly. So I went in the house, and as I walked in, Spirit told me to pick up a pencil and paper, and I did. And I looked out the window to the porch, and I saw my cousin and her baby. So I started drawing the baby. And when I finished, I didn't know what to do with it, so I gave it to my cousin. What I missed by not being on the porch was that the baby was in the process of dying. And my cousin had been trying to get a photograph of it for weeks, and she couldn't get a good photograph because of the syndrome that it had. And she said that my illustration was the only thing that picked up the spirit of the baby. So that's how I began.
Wow. Now, where do you think you see yourself in the near future? What's going to be on tap for you?
Well, right now I'm creating a new website, and I'd like to do more online readings. And also more psychic parties, because they're just fun to do.
Alrighty, now a really silly question. Have you ever had to, do anything to create a portrait for the police?
I have.
Really?
Yes, I have. And it's a little different, because most people that create portraits for the police are listening to a witness, and I did take a course in Idaho, an FBI course on how to do composite drawings for the police, just by listening and hearing what they're saying, you know. And I also have a book of various eyes and various noses and so on, so I can, the witness can say, okay, their eyes were this shape or whatever, and then I would proceed to draw it. But usually, when I've helped the police, what has happened is that they have some other concern, and so I use my psychic abilities to find information and occasionally even draw pictures of the people who are the ones who did it. It is then up to the police to find the culprits, but it's nice to know that at times they have looked at the illustrations I've done and said, yep, I know who those two are. So,
oh, so it wasn't actually it wasn't actually a silly question.
No.
Alrighty. Now, if my audience wanted to reach out and contact you for any reason, what's the best way to do that?
They can go to www.lindamccracken.com, and McCracken is McCracken, just as it sounds.
Alrighty, Linda, great job today. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Christopher Sellery, exclusively on All Business Media.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.